Kevin Forrest, the Manchester VA director, executive director, joining us to amplify a little bit on the vaccines, the information, and how we're getting it out there, as well as an effort to really, really cut down on veterans who are battling some emotional challenge, and the something that's not being talked about enough, and that is preventing a veteran taking his or her own life. But maybe, Kevin, good morning on Good Morning New Hampshire. You can update us on the vaccine flow for veterans in the our listening audience.
Good morning, Jack, and good morning, my fellow veterans out there. No, certainly, we have been very busy with our vaccine effort here, and you know, it's really been great to be able to offer a vaccine to all veterans, you know, their spouses and caregivers as part of our effort. And you know, it's been busy. You know, the vaccine supply has been you know, increasing here, and it's just been great to see others coming in and getting their vaccine and helping. Helping this fight against COVID here.
So pretty much are all veterans now eligible?
Yes, Jack. I mean, all veterans, you know, we've been taking, you know, many in, coming in. We have them check and register with us. And, you know, many times we're able to even get them in on the same day. And that's a good news story.
All right. And not just the ones in VA care, pretty much. I mean, veteran out there, the veteran flow is better and where you think it needs to be.
That is correct. That was the big difference of the Save Lives Act, Jack, was, you know, before it was only our enrolled veterans in the healthcare system, and now, you know, it makes it so much easier, and it's the right thing that, you know, if you're a veteran and you served, that we're able to provide you that vaccine, and that's a good news story.
All right, Kevin, let's talk a little bit about something that is going to be a part of our focus on May 19th when we do our Make 12 Hours Count for Veterans Count, our 12-hour broadcast, but suicide prevention is VA Manchester's priority. Can you amplify on that?
I certainly can. And, you know, today I've got Beth Alves, our suicide prevention coordinator here, who really wants to get some important information out on our Zero Suicide Initiative and some training in partnership with the community that's coming up. So, Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Thank you, Kevin. Hi, Jack. Thank you so much for having me on to talk about this. So we know, you know, here at VA that we are not alone and can't be alone in the fight against veteran suicide, and we very much are thankful for our community partners and just how invested everyone is in this issue. And so one of the things that we're really offering to bolster this is an opportunity through the Zero Suicide Academy, through the Zero Suicide Institute, to have an academy May 12th and 13th. It's virtual. It's free of charge. It's really open to organizations in the community who want to use evidence-based practice to improve safer suicide care within their organization. And applications are open right now for folks to apply. And tomorrow we'll be having an informational session, optional, but for folks if they have questions about the application process or the academy itself.
Beth, what are the dates again?
The academy is May 12th and 13th, and tomorrow is the informational session. And for more information, you can find it on the VA's Facebook page, which if you look at Manchester VA on Facebook, mm-hmm, or at our website, www.manchester.va.gov.
Beth, is this targeted, and you mentioned organizations, can you drill down a little more, you and Kevin, on who can take part in this free and open May 12th, May 13th? Are these, for example, caregivers, health caregivers, what to look for, or are these organizations such as a company that might have, you know, 50 or 100 or a couple hundred employees, and they want to be part of this Zero Suicide for Veterans, who's this designed for?
It's a great question. It's primarily designed for healthcare organizations, but the applications are really open up to any organizations in the state who would find benefit from taking a look at what kind of suicide prevention care that their organization is offering. And for anyone who does apply, you know, space is limited, and so we encourage folks to take a look at the application soon and see if there are any questions that people might have about it. Because following the academy, there's also consultations from the Zero Suicide Institute that's included free of charge as part of this. There's a community of practice that will be taking place as well.
You're listening to Manchester VA on Good Morning New Hampshire. Kevin Forrest, the director, and Beth Alves, the suicide prevention coordinator. There's a crisis line I want to get out there, 800-273-8255, press 1. 800-273-8255, press 1. If you're a caregiver, a loved one, a veteran, you're concerned. Beth, I just want to ask you, and Kevin, you can amplify on this too. I've always felt, and that's why we're doing our May 19th, Make 12 Hours Count for our veterans, that the veterans are always there first. They're not good at asking for handouts. They don't want that. It's a hand up. They've earned it. You know, even during the pandemic, the National Guard's been there to help dispensing the vaccines, help the state. You have veterans that have continued to serve, or loved ones where a veteran may have been deployed during this past year and leaving the other parent at home to navigate all the ups and downs. Veterans of all ages and stages out there, we have a high veteran population. I'm acutely concerned coming out of this year in particular with all the extra anxiety and stress and, I think, mental health concerns that the suicide numbers, and I applaud you for the suicide prevention, VA Manchester's priority. But Beth, as an expert, are you concerned over the next year or two that this is going to be an ongoing challenge?
I think that you're right to be concerned, Jack, and that the risk factors, you know, of isolation and things from COVID-19 precautions certainly are there. I think that right now there's not national data or local data in New Hampshire that supports an increase currently over previous rates, but I think now more than ever, the focus on suicide prevention is important. The focus on the resiliency of veterans is important, and also the idea of how can we be there for each other, veterans and not veterans alike. You know, how can we be there for each other and really connect?
Yeah, and Jack, it's Kevin here. You know, I also think that it's good, you know, as we start to open back up, you know, we've been heavily involved with virtual care, which will continue, but I think as we continue opening up, you know, to more face-to-face care, we're up about 60% now. That's a big part of it. So, you know, someone feeling alone and isolated, to be able to be face-to-face with folks and being able to address their issues is really important in our reopening and recovery here.
Yeah, that human connection, especially with therapies and things like that. Kevin Forrest, thank you so much. Beth, thank you so much. Suicide prevention, VA Manchester's top priority in this Suicide Zero Academy. Again, I just want to leave with a couple of the informations that Beth and Kevin gave us. The crisis line, if you want it or need it, good thing to have, 800-273-8255. Just simply press 1. And then also May 12th and May 13th, I think, Beth said, if you're in the healthcare area or an organization, you want to learn more, you can take part in this. Go to the Manchester VA website and you'll see that, the Zero Suicide Academy. Thank you both very much.
Thanks, Jack. Have a great day.
Catch you again soon on Good Morning New Hampshire.